Blog Talk Radio.
You make me feel alive.
Tuesday, everybody. Welcome back to the ER for another exciting episode of The Point. We are back here tonight in the studio, ready to have some awesome and healthy conversation concerning dating with children. So you have a few seconds to grab somebody you know that has children or they're dating with children, the person they're dating has children. Anything with children involved in dating, have them go ahead and get on, log on, internet, call in, something. They need to hear this on tonight. And if they can't, then of course, as always, word of mouth is very good. You can go ahead and let them know what was up on tonight, and they can also go back and listen to it in our archives. Said all that in one breath. So we want to give a shout out to La V, that intro track Alive. She always lets us use it. And I hope she lets us continue to use it when she grows really big, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's what's up. But you can check her out on iTunes. You can also check her out on any social media. Just look up La V, L-A-V-I-E. And you can't miss her. She's the girl with either red hair, pink hair, purple hair. There's going to be some kind of color going on up in her natural hair. So check her out. Wonderful person. And a beautiful voice. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. So with that being said and done, ladies in the ER on tonight, we want to also give a shout out to Joan, who won't be joining us on tonight due to some traveling she is doing right now.
Okay.
But Joan, we wish you safety travels and hope that you are able to connect with us on next Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be here every Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Right. As far as we know, if the Lord be willing.
God be willing.
So, ladies in the ER, y'all want to give some shout outs tonight?
Good evening. Good evening, radio audience.
Darlene's voice is so funny. She's so loud. Darlene, she's so loud. So, ladies, what's in the know? What's in the know tonight?
The poor gorilla. Oh, God, they had to shoot the gorilla.
Why? What happened with the gorilla?
You didn't see
parent neglected their
child. You didn't
child.
See the little boy fell in the moat where the water.
Because he wanted to get in the
and he
in
fell
the water
over.
With the gorilla.
Yeah, and he fell
and
over.
And what happened? He got in there.
And the gorilla.
And the gorilla picked him up.
I personally, because I've watched the video quite a few times, and I personally feel the gorilla was more protecting him.
He was trying to protect him.
But
and what they did?
They had to kill the gorilla.
No.
Because the gorilla kept dragging the little boy by his foot, you know, but he was dragging him. I feel he was dragging him away from the chaos because
everybody's
screaming and carrying on. So he would drag him a little bit. He'd stop. At one point, he stood him up.
He
was
protecting
him. But like they were saying, they could not, because he's a wild animal, they couldn't risk him getting him into his own enclosure,
yes,
because they didn't know what he would do to him.
Oh,
so
where did this take place at?
What state was this? What part? What
zoo?
It was a zoo. I can't
the
remember.
Parents
what state.
May be charged. They need to be charged.
Neglect.
Yes.
I feel the same way.
Eyewitness saw the little boy in the bushes.
She said to get to him. I tried to get to him, but I couldn't get there fast enough. So I'm thinking, well, where were the parents?
That's neglect.
Yep.
That's just like the little boy that was hanging. That crawled outside the window was standing on the ledge.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Oh my God, how does a child be that alone?
By themselves, that much time by themselves.
And if he's napping, why isn't the window locked?
Listen, that's, to me, those two incidents right there, I would say that's neglect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Child neglect. You're at a park where at a zoo where you got gorillas and lions and tigers and bears.
A silverback male gorilla.
Wow. Yeah. That's sad.
It is really
sad.
They
had to kill the gorilla.
Yeah. They had to kill him. They had to kill him.
So sad. The gorilla had to die.
So I said the parents need to be fined
for
the loss of the gorilla, and they also need to be charged with child neglect.
I agree.
Because, I mean, and thank God the little boy's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
not
a scratch on him. Because the guy was saying that if that gorilla wanted to kill him, he would have. He said they could crush a, what analogy did he say? They could take a head of cabbage and crush it, you know, with one hand. You know, and that's not easy.
Yeah.
Just burst it open with one hand. So if he really wanted to hurt that little boy,
he would have
hurt him.
So, but their fear was that he would have taken him to his cave, and it's no telling what he would.
Right, and I figured, I said, well, yeah, that's true, because he may not have given it back.
Because
he may have just been trying to, now he's in protective mode.
Yes. So they wasn't going to chance going in there after him.
Yeah. And everybody's like, well, why didn't they tranquilize? You should have tranquilized. But they said that they weren't sure how long it was going
to
take for the tranquilizer to kick in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, to shoot him and he don't pass out immediately, that's going to agitate him.
He's
going to
get mad.
Now what? He's like swinging the little boy or something,
oh,
you know that?
My God.
They couldn't take the risk. And as sad as it was, I think they made the right decision to shoot him, to kill him, unfortunately. But I believe it was the best decision dealing with a creature that is unpredictable.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like human.
Right.
You know, we know if we shoot a person to disarm them, you know, we know how the human person is going to respond. Right.
Like
but with animals, you cannot. Listen, you cannot. So.
So the lesson in this is?
Watch your darn children.
Yes.
Hello. Please keep an eye at all times. They should not be wandering way behind you. You have no clue.
Yeah.
You
just
turn around
off.
Just by some lunch, and he over there by himself.
Yeah, and people don't understand. You have to keep your eyes intently on your children.
Yeah,
it's not.
That's very important.
So yeah, that was in the know for us. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't see it. It was all in the news.
No, I haven't watched the news today.
You said, I haven't watched the news today. Yeah, my friend, it's been on the news since like Friday or Saturday.
Well,
It's been a couple of days. But thank God the little boy's fine. Praise God. No broken bones. He's good.
Mm.
You know, he may be a little traumatized.
Yeah.
Every time he looked at that gorilla, he starts screaming.
I
he was
bet.
4 years old.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Yeah. But I bet he'll remember not to go near that gorilla cage.
Hopefully. The gorilla cage for sure.
Yeah.
But if his parents don't get more grip on him, he's
going to
do some other thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that was total neglect. That little boy's 4 years old. He's doing what a 4 year old would do.
Yeah, wander.
Yeah, so
without supervision.
Yeah, without supervision, they're going to end up in situations just like that. Cases like that, I was really very overpowering with my children because my mind's always thinking ahead. Like you're not falling up in here, you know.
Right, because I'm not gonna be able to come into this ditch.
I'm gonna beat up there screaming and crying.
Yes, I mean like you could fit through there, but I certainly can't.
And I'm not trying to jump in there either. That makes sense for both of us.
today,
I got other kids to raise too. So so that's what's in the know on tonight. So, ladies, we have this topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we're talking about dating with children. And I was just thinking about it, you know, just from a broad perspective, not just someone having kids and dating, but also dating someone that has kids. And how, what's the word I'm looking for? Confrontational that can be if there is no maturity dealing in that area.
Sure.
So I want us to try to as much as we can, because we know this clock, it just looks like it starts speeding up. The more we talk, it just starts flying. Time starts flying. So I want us as much as we can get in to give our thoughts and our wisdom concerning that area. Who wants to kick off tonight? Darlene, you got some word for us tonight?
So I have this scripture that I wanted to share.
Yes, go ahead.
And as we're talking about the whole dating with children, you know, a lot of it deals with the level of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture in 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I talked like a child.
Mm-hmm.
I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put away those childhoods behind me.
Mm.
So when I thought about this scripture and I thought about the whole topic of dating with children and how we have to tackle those challenges, a lot of times the struggles come because of a lack of maturity.
Mm.
Because I know people who have children and they're dating,
mm-hmm.
but they don't struggle with those because of their lack of, because of their maturity level.
Maturity level, yeah.
But then I know that there's others who are in the same situation,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to kill each other because of their lack of maturity,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
mm-hmm.
so when it comes to raising children, there has to be a level of maturity. You cannot try to raise your child or expect someone else to come in and raise them if there's no understanding in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There is no accountability. There is no respect. There is, you know, it's just a lack of understanding in the relationship.
Yeah.
And then you have two immature wannabe adults.
Come on. Come on.
It's just, it just doesn't work. And so that's where you find the struggles that take place and the drama that comes along with it, that baby mama drama, that daddy drama, and the all the stuff that comes along with it is because there are two individuals that should be acting as adults,
mm-hmm.
but they're still acting in childish
mindset. They haven't put away
childish behaviors,
yeah.
which cause you to act out of character.
Mm. That's good.
And so when I thought about the topic, I thought about that scripture, and it's time to grow up.
Hmm.
If we're going to raise children, we got to grow up.
That's good.
It's no time to, you know, continue to act like the child that you're trying to raise.
Ah, come on now.
Or worse.
You know?
That's good.
You know, your children are supposed to be looking up to you, but yet you're displaying these childish behaviors.
Mm.
They see you acting out of character, so they're going to respond the same way you respond.
That's good.
That's why they don't respect the other man that's in a part of the relationship,
come on.
Or better yet, the woman,
mm-hmm.
because they see that you don't respect.
Wow.
And so it's a whole lot that goes into that whole dating with children and, you know, the whole drama thing that comes along with it when there's no maturity going on.
That's good. That's good. What are your thoughts? That was good.
Mm-hmm.
No thoughts for you right now?
Not right now.
Well, I was thinking about the scripture that talks about training up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they won't depart from it. And a lot of our cycles of life, a lot of our cycles of pathology, the way we live and the way we act and respond, is a result, a direct result or reflection of how a child has been trained. Or how a child has been trained up. So when it comes to dysfunction in dating,
mm-hmm.
I believe a lot of the dysfunction is learned because of what kids have experienced or seen.
Mm-hmm.
So as they start growing or getting older, the only thing they have been trained to do is to have baby mama drama, have, you know, baby daddy foolishness,
mm-hmm.
and don't know how to get along for the sake of the children. Children are neglected, like we were just talking about earlier. And these are all pathologies, though, because when you train up a child,
mm-hmm.
the word says that they won't depart from what they've been trained to do. And I'm afraid that, like you were saying, we have a lot of childish ways adults
mm-hmm.
trying to raise children.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to date at that, like, really, you got to pick one and deal with that first. You know, are you going to grow up? Are you going to be the mature? Are you going to be a parent first?
Right, and not a friend.
Not a friend. That's not your buddy.
No,
that's not your kick it partner.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah,
they want to be their friend. And when the child doesn't do something that the parent, they'll say, "You're not my friend." Well, no, I never was your friend.
Yeah.
You know, you hear little kids saying that,
mm-hmm.
but that's what they think, that their parents are their friends. So they grow up with that same mentality, not understanding, no, this is an adult, and I need to respect this adult.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the parents need to understand their role.
Come
as
on.
A parent.
As a parent, first. You can't be somebody's girlfriend or boyfriend, and you're not doing what you need to do to be the best parent that you can
right.
be. You know, yeah. That is your, that becomes the ultimate responsibility in your life,
amen.
Your child.
Number one priority.
Number one priority. Before you get a Boaz, before you get a Ruth,
yeah.
Your number one priority is that child or those children that God has entrusted to you. To
yeah.
God entrusts these kids to
you. Even if you wasn't prepared.
Even if you weren't prepared. Yes. He still can empower you
amen.
To be the best parent
amen.
That you possibly can be.
Amen.
But we have to start seeing our children as not burdens because we want to be all out on the scene. And, you know, singles, I can only imagine it being difficult or challenging, you know, being a single parent and still trying to live your life. But listen, because of our own choices, we
yes.
have children to raise first now.
Yes. And I don't think every child, your children need to be with you everywhere you go in every scenery.
Come on, come on.
On every, you know, date or outing that you're on.
Please.
You know?
That means you need to stay home sometimes.
You need to stay home and raise your child.
Raise your child.
If you don't have a babysitter or anyone to keep your child.
Stay home with them.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Listen, I ain't going to call them names, but I tell them. I didn't bring that child in this world.
Yeah, I'm not the babysitter.
I'm not the babysitter. If you don't have a babysitter, I'm sorry, you won't be able to go out tonight.
Hello.
I'm not the one.
Hello, I get them when I want them.
When I decide I want a babysitter.
Right.
But
right.
because you want to run the streets because you know, you have responsibilities, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's not mine.
I'm sorry. That's yours. You had it.
Yes.
You made it.
Yes.
And,
take care of your responsibility.
And I take care of it. It's the truth. You
yeah.
know, it's so true. So I have written down, yeah, I'm always writing down stuff, right? And if I miss something, y'all just throw it in there. But I wrote down from two perspectives. I wrote a few things down concerning when you have children, if
mm-hmm.
you're the one that has children.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote a few things down when you're, the one you're dating has children. So we're just going to wing it and throw some challenges out there, some things that can help us through our challenges. Here we are. The first one I have is, don't bring every person you date around your children. Everyone is not uncle or auntie.
Amen. Say that.
Yeah.
That is so true.
You know, that's Uncle Tommy. That's Auntie Darlene. That's Uncle Cal.
Everybody that come around is an uncle
yeah.
and an auntie.
But that's the person, the people
that's,
that you've
you,
been dating.
Yes. Right. And so they don't know who the uncle and who the auntie.
Listen, why is mama kissing uncle?
Yes.
Why is uncle sleeping in the bed in the room with mama?
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Auntie.
Yeah, why is auntie in the bed with daddy? You know, I mean, we have to be mature adults
yeah.
and wise and understand these kids, the word of God says they get wickeder mm-hmm. and wiser. As each generation goes, they're becoming more smart, and they are becoming more intelligent, you know? So the things we think they don't understand,
they do.
They do. Things we think they don't see, they mm-hmm. see. I'm like, women, what are we teaching our children? You know, just have a different flavor of the month? You know, every month is another uncle?
Wow. I'll have a great dish this time. No, next week I'll do full punch.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Having a rotating door of men mm-hmm. in and out of your home,
mm-hmm.
or having a rotating door of women mm-hmm. in and out of your home, and your children are seeing
they're
this
seeing
on a constant basis, that's not good.
And they're emulating exactly
right.
what they see.
Absolutely.
And they're
going to
have the same thing.
And so if the cycle isn't broken, it's going to be a generational curse.
Listen.
Then you're wondering why your Johnny or your Jackie is having all these, you know, different relationships.
It's promiscuous.
Promiscuous.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I didn't
teach.
Yeah,
yes,
you did.
Yeah,
you did.
Yes, you did.
You know, so, yeah, you have to be very careful. As a matter of fact, you don't even bring them to your home.
Come on.
You know, unless you know you've
that
been
this is
dating.
Serious. Yeah.
This is a solid relationship. You don't need, they do not need to meet
your children
at all.
Nothing. That should be.
And you need to run background checks on these people.
Come on, because
you
got pedophiles,
yes,
low-key pedophiles.
And you know, some
so
people
real.
End up marrying. I've seen it on the news. Marrying these people and come to find out.
They're pedophiles.
Yeah.
And the father is trying to buy
yes.
the family.
Oh,
so
God.
I know you may fall in love with Johnny. You know, he's
know
treating
Johnny
you very
is.
Well now. But you don't know. Do you know Johnny? So you really need to do, for real, background checks.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
On these different people. I'll run
men or women. Because some women
like
both
of them. You don't know who you're getting involved in.
You don't know.
Be dating a bipolar.
Yeah.
Right. These, I mean, it is so critical now.
It's
dating
so
is almost kind of dangerous.
It is.
You ain't even lied.
You never lied.
Very dangerous now. And if you really are not, you know, I used to say hemmed up with Jesus, for sure this is who you're supposed to be with,
don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't play with it.
Don't play with it.
Yeah.
It is very dangerous out there dating.
And it's hard to get out of it once you done got stuck up in there.
Literally.
When something got stuck in you,
you
know what you need to do now.
Yeah, because these days, I mean, even when we pre-marital counsel, we're like, okay, everybody needs to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You
got to
have these other safeguards. You know, I know you're in love with Bobo, but Bobo may have AIDS. Bobo may have some type of, what do you call those?
Venereal
diseases,
right.
STDs. Mm-hmm. And you
Bobo
have no
may
clue.
Have a record.
Yes.
He was in jail.
And for what?
For what?
Stealing.
Right. Bobo may have not paid his taxes in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Anything.
Now you know, now you got financial trouble because now you're together.
And they're kicking you.
And they're taking you because you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or Bobo may have five other kids out there that you didn't know.
That he's not even taking care of.
And he's not taking care of.
No.
So you really, really have to be careful.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's real.
It is so real.
And these ladies may have kids that you don't know about.
Hello. That's real.
Hello.
That grandma got.
Grandma got or the father is in the
right.
You know.
So it's, yeah, you got
to
be very careful.
Yes.
Come on. Do
your
research.
You have
research.
Other kids, your children. Involved,
just messing your children up.
That's where the drama comes in at.
And as believers, we shouldn't even be like sleeping with these people. You know, we shouldn't be fornicating, sleeping.
Loose.
We're too loose. Ending up
loose.
Pregnant, you know, or having children with somebody we don't even know.
Listen,
you think
and
you
trying
know.
To blend that, you know, no, you're
no.
not a family.
No, that's not good.
That's not good.
That is.
And we can't sugarcoat
that.
Yeah, you can.
Right.
And it's not of God.
And some of these people try to, they would, you know, treat your child like, you know, like he's the best thing they've ever had just to get to you.
To you, yeah.
You know, and you're like, yeah,
manipulation.
You know, he takes Johnny, he just goes out there and they
go fishing together.
Fishing and they hit the baseball and they go. You know, and they just, he does this.
Yeah, we do stuff like a family.
Yeah.
Ice cream together.
Right. No, beware.
Yeah.
Just beware, you know.
Yeah.
Don't be so naive.
That's
Come
it.
On. Come on.
You know, because of your own selfishness.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, you're so naive, you forgot about your children, your children's welfare, because you're thinking about you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they we were talking about before in one of our other sessions about these hungry women.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm so hungry.
Thirsty
women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Them thirsty women.
Yeah, straight up
dehydrated.
You
forgot about your children. You're
you neglect
children.
Your children.
Yes.
The well-being.
Right. Yes.
Of
yes.
your
yes.
children.
Yes.
No, that your time. You have to wait until your kids are grown.
Absolutely.
Before you can just do what you want to do. You
right.
you have a responsibility until they are done with school.
Amen.
Whether it be college or high school, you know, you have a responsibility.
Yes.
You can't. Just be loose, you know, doing whatever you want to do because this is how I feel. No,
no. This is your life.
Yeah, right. No, it's your child's life.
This is not your life.
It's not
your
life
child.
Yet. It's your child's life. And until they're grown, you still have responsibility. I wrote this down, and this is just a number I thought about that was a good number. I said after 6 months or more of healthy commitment, then you can introduce your children to your boyfriend or girlfriend. And it will also be safe, respectful, to introduce that person to the father or mother, the other parent.
Right.
And if there are any other children, you know, introduce them, you know, let
everyone.
Your children meet.
Yes.
Because what this does, it forms boundaries and it forms accountability. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't, my baby daddy, I want him all in my, but that's his child also. And he should be okay, or he should at least feel okay with whoever his child is going to be around, or his children are going to be, and vice versa. Not out of a jealous rage, or like I was watching on the news, they were saying that this father, you know, and the baby's mom. The baby's mom was with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the father, I don't know who shot who, whatever, an altercation happened. And I can guarantee you it was some drama because more so because she was with another man.
Listen, most of the times when that type of stuff happens, it's because someone is jealous and enraged over someone else's relationship.
Yeah.
And the children are
getting in the middle of it.
Yeah.
There was some years ago, the young lady who used to do Darlita's braids, she decided that, you know, she no longer wanted to be in the relationship and she was going to, you know, get out of a relationship and she started dating someone else. But they had kids and he did not want his children around this gentleman, this other guy. So he ended up shooting her in the head.
Whoa.
Yes. Killing her because he said, you will not bring my children around anyone else.
Wow.
Yes. In the front of the salon.
Wow.
Yes. And the child
was crazy. That's
crazy. So, you know, you just can't risk the whole killing and the drama and all that. You just don't want to risk yourself or your children in that situation.
Yeah, you can't. And somebody's got to be the bigger adult.
Right.
Somebody's got to be able to walk away. Somebody's got to be able to use some common sense, you know, where they understand, you know, we're not going to act like this. I'm not going to put my children in danger. I'm not going to, you know, even enable ignorance within this situation.
Right.
That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Why are people getting killed and shot? Because you move on with your life. You know what I'm saying? Because they obviously didn't move on with theirs.
Mm. So that's why it is a good idea, like you said, to make sure you introduce your new,
whatever you want to call them,
person,
your new boo,
new boo to your children's, you know, other parents.
Yeah.
So at least they'll have, you know, they'll know. They need to know.
Yeah.
This is around, you know, my child.
Absolutely.
You know,
so they have the right.
They have the right to know that.
It's safe.
It is. It safeguards it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if anything goes down.
Everybody's
involved.
Right. Yeah. They can't say, I didn't know you. You knew everything.
Right.
You knew everything.
Yep. And it eliminates a whole lot of pain.
Foolishness.
Chaos. And
you can keep communication open.
Right.
Yeah. I know
mature individuals who are actually able to call one another, talk to each other, you know, on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, and that's because of their level of maturity. They're not around here, you know, bickering and fussing and fighting and cussing each other out and ready to foul one another and, you know, all this other foolishness because they started off the right way.
Right.
They
right.
brought it to, you know, okay, this is who I'm dating. I would like for you to meet them because our children are going to be around each other.
Right.
We're going to spend time together as a family. They actually have dinner together. Now, I don't know if I'm able to. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know if I
go to that
you
shit.
Know, but I think once you get to a place in life and you realize I've moved on, you've moved on.
Right.
There's nothing between us but our children.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah.
But that goes, you have to be able to put away all that childish behavior.
You have to be mature.
Because I can't sit on the couch with you and chill if I'm still having my hang up.
Yeah.
It's
going to get into an argument.
We're going to have some problems.
You were able to do that?
With Will, because he has another son, Lou Will, and that's, you know, I met him with his son or whatever.
Right.
I met Lou Will's mother, you know, and whenever I would go to Savannah, I could go to her house, you know, sit down and talk with her and her husband.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, there was
no hang-up.
And when Lil Will came to, you know, stay with us for a moment, you know, we were able to communicate, you know, different things or whatever. And even when Wes came, I was able to, you know, when we would go visit Savannah or whatever, Wes could go over there and meet her other kids, you know, and those things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And so when, you know, yeah, so it was cool because we had open communication. We were able to meet. There were no, you know, who is this?
No hidden agendas.
Nothing, you know. So we were both able to discuss Little Will, we need it.
Right, because it's about the child.
I was just about to say that when the child is the crux of the situation,
absolutely,
there's no room for foolishness.
Absolutely.
It's the same way with Lance,
right,
you know, with his mom, and we are very good friends to date. You know what I'm saying? It didn't start off like that,
right,
because
you,
we were young.
Young.
We were immature.
Right.
You know? So, of course, you know, she's taking her first. But when she realized that I loved her son like he was mine, this had Lance was the issue, not anybody else.
Right.
I didn't have it. And her and my husband, they were clashing
heads
anyway.
Head.
Yeah. You know, but if we, listen, maturity, we were able to come in. As a matter of fact, her and I became the communicating factors for Lance.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was out of the picture, and he's the father.
Wow.
So anytime she would call me, you know, her mom would call me, you know, we're talking back and forth. I'm making sure, because I love that boy like he was, like I birthed him, you know, and that, I'm like, because it's about him. All this other stuff, we don't have to be friends.
Yeah.
But we did, you know.
We
call each other sister,
right,
you know.
Right.
It's because of the maturity.
That's
you
it.
Have to be mature and keep the children.
Yeah.
As the focus.
Yeah, that's it.
When they're the focus, you can get along. People look at our relationship, they're like, oh, I don't know. But that's because you're looking through immature eyes.
That's real. Yeah. Yeah.
It is possible.
It's possible.
It's possible.
It's definitely possible.
We always say we're going to write a book. Her and I said we're going to write a book for these little jits. They
don't understand.
The power of unity.
Yeah.
You know, for the children. What the unity can do for children. When they know they got, you got double. You know, you got both sides fighting for you, man.
Right.
Those kids can do anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It just starts passing down into the next lineage.
And all the grandkids, they don't know. They just know.
They sure don't.
Yeah.
They don't know. They got about five grandma.
Yeah.
Because
they done inherited my mom.
Right.
You know, they have, it benefits the children. So it is so important. You know, let's grow up. Let's grow up. I wrote this also. Establish clear boundaries between your children and your boo.
Mm.
Yes.
Establish clear boundaries. You know. Sometimes we're not clear, or the single mothers or fathers, they're not clear on the boundaries between their children and their boo. Like you were saying earlier, they shouldn't be going everywhere with y'all.
Right.
You know? And they shouldn't just be seeing y'all all isolating them.
Right.
You know what? No, your boo needs to understand that sometimes my children have to be included.
Absolutely.
You know, because this is an important part of my life. They're my priority.
Mm-hmm.
But establish those boundaries. You know, your boo should know what he can and cannot, or what she can and cannot do as it pertains to your children.
Amen.
They shouldn't be putting their hands on your children.
No.
Y'all not married.
Mm-mm.
That's not mama. That's not daddy.
No.
You know, that's a whole different blended situation.
Right.
But we're just dating. You're not going to be disciplining my child like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
No.
I have not given you that kind of
Boundaries. You tell me and I'll deal with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
You tell me and I'll deal with them right in front of you, too, so
right.
they understand
that
this is no game. They still respect you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But don't try to blend families and you're not even married.
Right. That's where the problems come in, and that's where the drama comes in, because trust me, that child is going to go home and tell their parents this person,
that man put his hand on me, or that lady fussed me out.
Yeah, and that's where
the problem comes in.
Because there was no boundary set from the beginning. There was no understanding. There was no rationale. There was nothing. Everything was like just gone in the wind.
And then make sure you communicate. Don't take your child's word for everything right away.
Oh yeah,
you understand. The other parent has to communicate with the other parent and say, listen. You know, little Jack said,
don't let the child try to manipulate or play
with you. Because they're trying to break up. They don't want, they still have
old staff. They want their mom and daddy to
break
up.
Right, come on.
So they'll, parents
will do anything.
Yeah,
that's
true.
They'll do anything to try to bring, you know, keep that from happening.
And like you say, keep the communication open with the parents.
Amen.
You know?
Absolutely.
Keep it open. I was looking out, I watched this reality show. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is. But I'm too ashamed right now. But anyway.
Wait a minute.
I watch it anyway, right?
Yes.
So
shame and all.
Shame and all. I watch it in the privacy of my home.
Come
but,
on.
But it's a divorced couple, but the man, he's remarried. mm-hmm. you know, with his wife and child. And she's divorced from her second husband with child, right? But they mm-hmm. share twins. They have a set of twins together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the grandmother of the mother, mm-hmm. she had the kids with mm-hmm. her, you know, spending some grandma time. And she called her daughter. She was like, do you know that the little girl said that the stepmom won't help her with something, you know, just, you know, she won't help her carry her backpack, blah, 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 blah. And she had it on video. The grandma had videoed the little girl talking about it. So, of course, as a mother, the mother is like really upset because the girl's a little disabled, mm-hmm. you know. And so the mother is like bothered. So she talks to the father. She doesn't talk to the wife. She doesn't talk to the stepmother. Mm-hmm. She talks to the father about it. Father tells the wife what happened in his own version. Now the stepmother's pissed off. She's offended. She's sending this whole rant of text about, you know, I would never do anything to hurt that child, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, eventually it got civil, but I had an issue with that because I felt like if it's about the stepmom, we're adults. You should have enough maturity to speak to both. I would have spoke to both of them. I would have had the father and his wife mm-hmm. together, not mm-hmm. telling him like you
pass
telling
the message
on her. No, stop all that because she was even. Well, he must have told her. He must have told her in the wrong way, or he must have made, you know, had a misunderstanding. And I'm thinking, you are an adult. You should have talked with her.
Right, right, right.
They've been married for a long time. It's not newlyweds. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That girl loves your kids. She's mm-hmm. taking care of them when they have them. And come on. You really going to pull the dad on the side, tell him he has nothing to do with it. Little girl talking about the stepmom.
And it's the little girl who kind of special?
Yes. She's disabled.
Oh. Okay.
She's disabled. She's not. She's smart.
Oh, she's smart.
But yes, she's very smart.
She's
disabled. And like I was thinking, I said, that little girl, that was her perspective. Doesn't mean it was
true. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So as adults, if Darlene, you're the stepmom, mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, you know, yeah. I'm going to talk to you and Vincent.
Yes.
Like, Vincent, Darlene,
I'm concerned
yeah. only because this is what
she
said.
This.
Now
yes.
Darlene has a chance to explain
what happened. Not taking no sides.
Right.
Not bringing, you
and
know,
you can respect
to,
me
yeah.
more
yes.
that I came to you.
Absolutely.
Not pulling Vincent on the side with your wife.
Yes. Stirring up trouble in the home.
Stirring up trouble from immaturity. Learn to communicate.
That's it. That's the
key.
Keep
the communication open.
That's the key right there. Communication.
And if you don't know how to, go get some training.
Mm-hmm.
Get some courses. That was ridiculous, but yeah.
That was one of your shows.
Yeah, that's one of my shows, though. Y'all pray for me. I will get delivered when Jesus comes.
Come on today.
I can't make no promises. And talking about communication, make sure you keep age-appropriate communication over
right.
with your children.
Exactly. You can't.
Age-appropriate.
You cannot tell them everything.
Everything does not need to be discussed with your child.
They will come back and
that's
tell us
real.
That too.
Wait
oh
a minute.
God.
They will come back.
We will know your business.
That is so cool. Listen, I have a nephew who tells
everything.
All.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And mm-hmm. he doesn't care who he tell it to.
They don't.
Because it's information for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know no better.
Mm-mm.
They just talking.
They just sharing.
They just naturally talking. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
what they feel is all good.
Mm-hmm.
That what they feel is all good. And parents, don't be questioning your children mm-hmm. when they come home to you.
Right.
If they've been with daddy,
what
your daddy did, what y'all did, who was with y'all,
yeah.
who all went, why? That is so childish. That means you haven't gotten over your own issue.
Right. She's still having,
You know, who was your mama with?
Mm-hmm.
Was she with somebody over there? Why?
Does it matter?
Does it matter? We're not, you're not with her.
Exactly.
Wow. That's funny.
Because kids are
going to
honestly tell. Don't pull your kids in the middle
they
of that foolishness. Keep age-appropriate communication open with them.
That's good.
You know? And just, oh my God. All right. And we already discussed this earlier, but no romantic sleepovers.
No.
Okay.
No romantic sleepovers.
No romantic sleepovers. This makes it very cloudy for the children.
Come on, we're having a camp out.
Very.
But Mama,
we don't be camping
but Mama
out
and Boo are the only ones in the tent.
Really?
No.
They just said, no, that's my mom's boyfriend.
They know. And sadly, they feel like that's the way it's supposed
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
be.
That's my
mama boyfriend. That's my daddy girlfriend. Right. And oh, that she's supposed to live here.
Yeah, that's my mom. They live. Yeah, she live with us. Yeah.
Okay.
So I work at Fair. I'm sorry. I work at a school.
Yeah.
Bleep that out.
And like Judge Judy would say, will say all the time. I don't know. Is she still on? But anyways, mm-hmm. Judge Judy used to always say when she's doing cases, she said you play pretending to be married, you know, pretending to be married. So you come in here wanting me to rule from a marriage standpoint when you're not married. Mm-hmm. You've complicated this. Don't come in here with your mess,
Judge Judy.
Yeah. She said, don't come in with your mess because you're not married. I didn't create this. There's no laws to cover you.
Yes. Oh, yes. I agree, Judge.
You know, you're not married just because y'all living together. That
don't mean nothing.
And in the state of Florida, we don't have common law. Florida does not recognize common law.
Sure doesn't.
I don't think any state should.
Nope,
you did not go get married. That's not my issue. I can't help solve your problems, but we shouldn't be bringing our children in the midst of our common law foolishness.
Right, because that's all it is a common law.
That's it.
That's
the law that we made, not the law of the land, the common law, you know? Oh, man. All right, here, that's all I have for when you have children. Now, when they have children, respect established boundaries. Whoever you're dating, if they have children, you respect the boundaries that they establish. Stay in your lane. Stay in your place. You're not that child's mama. You're not that child's daddy. Stay in your place. Respect the boundaries that parent has established. Respect the other parent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just, you got to respect
them. Right. Don't get mad because she don't want you. She don't know you yet and don't want you around her kids yet.
Exactly.
She doesn't know you.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, just
respect that.
Because
it takes time.
It does. You don't, because like I said, this world is not like it used to be.
Yeah.
You just can't have in and everybody around your kids.
You can't. Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to go through that.
Me neither. I'm glad
I got married early, actually. I didn't think back sometimes. I'm like, dang, there's some pros and some cons. Because I don't know if I would be able to date in today.
Right, yeah. It's a lot.
It's too much. I just would have to be single, like with nothing. I couldn't do it. I counsel people all the time and their relationships and the things they endure, you know, as single parents. I'm like, I could not do
it. We weren't built for that.
I definitely wasn't built for that era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God knew I needed to be married.
And it's, you know what? A lot of women and men, they're not built for it either.
I wish you all had seen her face when she just
said
this. She is damn serious.
I am so serious. But they get entangled with it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't built for it. Mm-hmm. They put themselves in it.
Right, and that's when, the people use the scriptures, he won't put more on you than you can bear.
No,
he won't put it,
but you can put it on
you.
You
can
put yourself on there.
You
pick that up and put it on you.
Yep, and try to carry it.
And then you try to carry it.
Yeah.
And that's not what God wanted you to carry.
Yeah.
Because he knows, exactly, because he knows whatever he's going to put on you, you know, you'll be able to bear.
You're
going to
go strong by it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to go strong by it.
But we put a lot of things on ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we look to God.
You're going to tangle yourself up.
Yes. Thank God he's a grateful God.
Gracious, forgiving. Yes.
Compassionate.
And he will help us through it.
He will help us through something that
we're not even supposed to have been in.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how faithful he is.
Yes,
he
is.
Even when we
messed up.
Fallen short, he still is there to pick us up and bring us through.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how faithful he is.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, but when we know this, that's all the more reason for us to start to activate the right behavior.
That's right.
You know, start to, you know, grow up and start to take on him, his likeness and his ways, you know?
Yeah.
Laying aside all of our, you know, ways and taking on his.
That's good.
When we realize how faithful he is to us, even when we slip up.
That's good. That's
you
good.
Know? And so.
Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness.
His faithfulness.
Yes. Just take a second and thank him.
Yes. His faithfulness.
In Jesus' name. Because we don't make the wise decisions.
No, we don't.
But he still, like you say, he still rescues
us.
He is. He's a rescuer.
So even when we fall into situations like this,
yes,
he's still a rescuer. He still gives us wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gives us a way of escape.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, that was a sobering moment.
Yeah.
Here's another one I have. I said, once introduced, talk about when they have children, when your boo has introduced you to their children, you now include the children in your plan sometimes.
Amen.
You know, realizing that those children are, that's your boo's response, that's their priority now. So if anything's going to go down, we are going to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to go see a kid-appropriate movie.
Right.
Because now, since we're serious, because remember, you're only being introduced because y'all are serious.
Right.
And y'all have been consistently and healthy, dating in a healthy manner for a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's get the kids together, too. Let's take the kids out, you know.
Yeah.
Not
family time.
Yes, let's have some family time with my kids, your kids,
yeah.
or if I don't have any, your kids. But understanding that, that's her priority. Her
mm-hmm.
kids are her priority.
Right.
So I may want to go out tonight, but she can't because she don't have a babysitter.
Right.
Or we just went out last night, so I can't be pulling her out every night of the weekend.
Right.
Or every
right.
night of the week.
Right.
You know, her kids are her priority, so we're going to spend some time with the kids.
That's good.
And respecting that she needs to spend or he needs to spend some time with their kids without you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Every time, you ain't always got to be on the scene.
You don't. You know, we're not married. We're
exactly.
not that I do, and I don't have to be with you, and you don't have to be with us
right.
every time. It's not healthy.
Right.
Because what is it teaching you? What is it telling your kids? Mm. What kind of story is, you know, what kind of perception is that giving your kids that Bobo has to be with us all the time?
Right.
No.
Because they get jealous.
Yes.
Kids do.
They get jealous when they feel like you're pulling them away
mm-hmm.
from, you know, their parents.
You know? When you're interfering.
Yes, it takes time for them as well.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's what I have for those. Now, I want to ask a question for you to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you all feel about? Say you're dating. You don't have any kids, but while you're dating, the girl gets pregnant. And say that this dating does not, it doesn't blossom the way, you know, you were hoping it was going to blossom, but there's a baby in Darlene's face, but now there's a baby involved. So what's some wisdom we could drop in that situation? Because I've heard of so many different things, and the girl don't want the man to see the baby, and yeah, it's just a lot of it becomes very, it's already complicated because
right.
a baby shouldn't be involved
right
at the stage of the game. However, however, God in His grace and His faithfulness, baby is here or is on the way or is here. What wisdom can we give to people in that situation so that it's not so volatile, it's not so dysfunctional, and the child, above all things, is able to benefit?
Get some counseling.
Yes.
Family counseling is
that's good.
Mandatory.
Yes. That's good.
I'm so serious.
That's real good.
I mean, family counseling from both the individuals and their children will eventually need part of that, need some family counseling.
That's good.
Because that is what it's going to take to get through that particular ordeal. That is not going to be a very easy, what they call, pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And so family counseling will be my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. What about yours, Wendy?
Wait, now you said they're going to be, but this is just a person that
you were dating.
Right, you were dating,
now
you got pregnant. You don't have any other kids.
No.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, it just didn't work out. And that's normally how it normally happens.
Yeah,
the higher percentage of the time. And most times you think that guy is going to stay around now because you aren't pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that don't work.
And,
talk to him,
and
girl.
That
talk
doesn't.
To him.
That it
work.
Normally deters them
mm-hmm.
because they really didn't want a child, and they're not ready to have a child.
Ooh.
You know, nor are you, but
come on.
But a woman, of course, would not, for the most,
abandon
her
child.
Your
right.
child.
Mm-hmm.
A dude, you know, I'm not saying all, but for the most, a dude can care less. They'll go on to the next person.
Right.
As long as they're not tied down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like to feel like they're being tied down too soon. So you're going to have this child, and be prepared to perhaps take child support. Don't be afraid to have child support taken out on this other person, because they would tell you, no, I got him, I'm going to take care of him, and you won't ever see a check. And if you do, it'll be sporadic. It'll be, you'll be missing months and months of payment,
support. Yeah.
Of support. You may find some guy that will actually do it. Don't get me wrong. But for the most, don't play with it. Don't let them play with your emotions, because as you have seen throughout the whole time, they've done that.
Yeah.
That's why you're by yourself now, you know, with a child to be. So don't be afraid to take that person to court and get child support, because they need to be a part of. If they're not going to be there with them physically, which they should be, they would definitely be there financially. If the state have to make them, so be it. Please don't be afraid to put them on child support, and do not let them manipulate your emotions to make you think that they're going to be there now for the child and help take care of them, whatever. No. Trust me, it doesn't work for the most.
Mm-hmm.
So please, try not to, first of all, stop having sex.
Say that
it's going
again.
To be hard. It's going to be difficult. Just stop having sex now.
Yeah.
It's not, trust me, when that baby gets here, you're going to be like, God, what? No, we tried to tell you, stop.
Right?
Just stop. It's not that easy. No, it isn't, because you've gotten yourself emotionally connected.
Yeah.
But it's possible.
But it is possible.
Yes, it is.
You know, do group outings. If the other people did it, they went out dating with their their sisters and their little brothers. They took them out on dates. They weren't by themselves. They didn't do all that kissing.
And you didn't set yourself up.
They didn't set themselves up. And because we're so loose and think we got it, we set ourselves up. Well, this is straight away from dating with children. But I'm trying to get you, you know.
But
on the other hand,
right?
You will be dating with children.
Right, because now,
From
dating with children.
By yourself.
So, by yourself.
Yeah.
So just please,
if you're in it, just stop.
Just stop. Get some help.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody.
Yep, yeah. Like Darlene said.
You know, and if you just, you know, want, you know, you could continue the relationship. Go out on double dating.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
Yeah.
Everybody want to be all by themselves, and
because they want to be all
up in the corner,
bumping and grinding.
Bumping and grinding, and then bumping and grinding got you in trouble, and the grinder gone.
Yes.
And now you left with a bump.
Yeah, and that is so real.
Yeah, the grinder gone and the bump was there.
Yeah, that is so true.
That's what normally happens.
That is so true.
Bump and grind, grind left, bump left stayed.
Yes,
and now
yes.
You there with bump by yourself.
Yes. The grind
is over and gone.
Yeah.
And that's so sad, but that's the truth.
But, you know, so.
It's so sad, but that's real, Wendy.
Yes.
Thank you, Minister.
Sorry.
Stop having sex.
Stop.
Yeah. Free yourself.
Yes.
Go ahead and free yourself.
Mm-hmm. Why do you all think, just kind of tagging on that little sidebar, why do you think women are afraid to put these guys on child support?
Well, I know for one, they don't want the fathers to be locked up in case they don't.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Because they feel like if he gets locked up, then the child would never see them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why they don't do it. And then the fear of thinking they're going to lose them, you know, that they won't have no connection
with the child.
With the child, you know?
Why do you think fathers get hostile about the whole child support thing?
Because they're being forced to pay.
Right.
For something that's there.
Right. Okay. Right, because once again, they don't want to feel bound, you know.
No,
like,
commitment.
I have to be committed now.
Well, you shouldn't have sex to have a child.
No, you sure shouldn't.
Lord have mercy. That's a whole other topic we need to do one of these nights.
Yeah.
Do a talk about this whole child support. Should I or should I not?
Yes, you should.
Yes, you should.
If you're not ready to be responsible, then you should not have one.
No. Yep. Exactly.
Because it is a responsibility.
But they don't think about responsibility. All
it's
they're thinking
commitment.
About is satisfaction at the moment. Yeah. Satisfaction. I just want to be satisfied.
Gratification.
Gratified.
You know,
my flesh just needs to be gratified. As soon as you know, something comes, oh, shoot. They move on to the next girl without a child.
Yeah.
Without a bump and without a child.
Wow.
I'm serious. They do.
That's so true. Because they don't, there's no commitment in there.
Yeah.
They feel like, I don't have to stay there.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
But that woman left to deal with it.
Right. The woman is always left.
But that's why I always say, we as women, we have the influence and the power.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If we maintain our standards.
Yes.
Can't nothing go down.
And nothing can go down.
And you'll see, they'll either be
real,
really love you and stay.
And stay.
Or you can tell they were phonies from the beginning and leave. Because they're all about them wanting to get something.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's all about them. You can tell. If you just hold on to your standard, which you should have
standard.
A moral standard.
Yes.
Of I'm not having sex before marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you'll figure out who the real McCoy is.
Because mm-hmm.
they're either gonna
go
stay because they
yeah.
love you. I will respect you, and they will not be trying to eventually down the line
coax you into doing it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. God, Jesus. It's all the seducers out there. Okay, so that's women or men.
Exactly.
So you got some women.
Yeah.
You know,
they force their way on the man.
Like
I tried.
You gonna do this.
Yeah.
You gonna touch me.
You trying to make that man touch you.
Right.
That man trying to keep himself.
Get thee behind me,
Satan. Yes.
Yeah, that man want to keep
himself.
He want to
keep
himself.
He want to stay pure.
You don't. You lose.
Yeah.
Wow. No.
Wow.
That's real.
That's real.
We gotta get it together.
Yeah. We gotta get it together. Tackle these challenges by making your child or children priority.
Yes.
Make them priority, people. Make them priority. They only kids once. And you want to make sure you raise your kids with no regrets.
Amen.
No regrets doesn't mean it was perfect raising. No regrets means I did the best I could.
Right.
With what I had.
Can appreciate that too.
Yes.
When they grow up, the scripture said they'll praise you.
That's
exactly.
It. They'll praise you. Yes. Yes.
They sure will.
They will rise up and bless you.
Yes.
You know. Come on. Men and women.
Amen.
You know, I know a lot of times it's focused more on the woman because most times the woman has the children. But you do have other instances where you have single fathers, you know. And they have to be careful.
Amen.
Be
they can't bring all kind of women in
stop
there.
Stop bringing women all in that house
presence.
And living with women. No, stop. Stop. Train the child up in the way that they should go.
Mm-hmm.
When they're old, they won't depart from it.
Amen.
A lot of what, remember, they catch who you are, not what you do.
Amen.
So they're going to catch the you know, everything that you're trying to say you're not. They're going to catch that, and then they will begin to duplicate what you do. That's the pattern of life, you know. So you can tell them all you want. You could say, don't do this, don't do that. But whatever they are seeing you do,
that's exactly what they're going to emulate.
That's what they're going to emulate.
Every time.
We are the example. And as believers, we got to step up to the plate and be stronger examples for our children. Make them priority, just like our Father in heaven considers us priority. He considered us so much a priority that he sent his only son to die for us.
That's love.
That's love. That is value. He placed so much value into us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's value. What? Mm-hmm. To send somebody to die for me? God loves me.
Mm-hmm.
God values me as his child. I am a child of God,
Amen.
And he values me. You know, all of our listeners, we're children of the Lord. God puts us as priority.
Amen.
So we need to do likewise with our children. God is teaching us. He's giving us his example and saying, you know what, now you go do likewise. You're going to make your children priority. So it doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. This is a turning point for
Amen.
You. You know, take this point and say, you know what, I may not have been doing the best, but I'm not going to neglect my kids anymore.
Amen.
I didn't even know it was neglect, but from this point, I need to do better.
Amen.
I'm going to tighten up, you know, and set those boundaries. Come on, we've given you some practical tools that you can hit these challenges with, tackle them, and let's be the best parents. Let's raise a super new generation. Let's give this next generation a fair chance, you know, and make this, like I said, make this world a better place. Yes. For you and for me.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
So we hope y'all have gained something on tonight.
Amen.
We have 1 minute left. We are counting down, and we just, I guess that's a wrap tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm great.
That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Great. So, Darlene, I think it's your turn to pray.
Mm-hmm. I prayed last Tuesday.
Yes, you did.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you tonight, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. We thank you for our listening audience tonight, Lord God. We thank you for those that tuned in and were able to receive something tonight on dating with children. And, Father, we ask that you will bless each and every parent, Lord God. Equip them, give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, Lord God, on how to raise their children, Lord God. You said that we should train up our the children in the way that should go, so when they are older, they will not depart. So, Lord, we ask that you would teach us how to train our children, Lord God, and teach us how to be responsible and mature parents, Lord God, so that we will have an understanding as it relates to training our children, Lord God.
Yes.
In relationships that we'll have understanding in a male relationship and female relationships, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you right now that you have been a faithful God to us. You have been a gracious God to us, and you continue to bless us even in our failures, Lord God. You still cover us, Lord. You said you would cover a multitude of sin.
Yes,
and we
God.
Thank you for your love that covers us and keeps us, Lord God. And we ask that you would continue to bless the point, Lord God, the radio, the listening audience, and continue to bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This has been another super exciting episode of The Point, and we are glad that you joined us. Don't forget, join us next week for another hot topic. We're going to spice it up on next week. So you want to tell somebody, spread the word. We'll see you guys 9 o'clock next Tuesday. Hope that you got
the point.
Have a good night, guys. Hey, join us on the Afterthought for a few minutes. Don't be late.